I am currently on home base using the Flint repeater, and if memory serves right, I'm about 16 miles from it.
That seems like a pretty good haul. Now you're coming through good.
It's all good. Keep it up. Put it outside. Give her a whirl. See how it sounds. WSPS 311.
Yeah, I've got a outdoor antenna. I've just got to pick up some kind of an apparatus to get it up on the side of the house above the peak of the roof so it actually works how it's supposed to, and then it should reach even further.
Yeah, roger that. I've just got a little mobile antenna inside my house in the corner, but I'm only, I don't know, 6-7 miles away from the repeater, so I don't think it takes too much for me to reach over there.
I probably could hit the repeater with my whip antennas if I wasn't surrounded by a tin can. My house has got metal siding on it, so that makes the radio playing a little bit difficult without an outside antenna.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I haven't been on the radio much lately. I've been kind of working on getting into scanners a bit. That's a whole new deal to learn. One of these little Uniden SGS-100s. I got my hands full over here, but it's working pretty good.
I haven't been on for a minute either. I just got my license, I think, middle of November. So I've just got a couple of handheld radios right now. I'm trying to expand into something more like a mobile or like a desk-type unit in my rack at home, and I want to set it up with like a remote mic and speaker at my desk where my computer and all that stuff is and all that, but that takes some money I don't have yet.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I've got about 17,000 handheld walkie-talkies laying around here in case you need any extras. Over.
Right now I just got a Bofang 5RM that's out in my vehicle, and right now I'm talking on a TID radio. I think it's a T3 or H3 or something like that, and then I have the external antenna connected to it.
Yes, sir, I am familiar with the TID radio H3s. I have a couple of those myself. Nice little radios for sure. I think the H8 might have been my first one, H3 my second, and then kind of expanded from there. But, yeah, they're both very cool radios. They work fine. Yeah, nothing wrong with them, especially for the price. Lots of features on them. I've got into some others since then that are nowhere near, you know, the different features that are on the radio. Whether it's a Bofang or a Radiodity or whatever, you get a lot for your money for sure.
It's been pretty tip since I had a good friend of mine put the European firmware. Like, the screen looks way different from whatever it came with from the factory, and it's got a lot more menu options and features, and the whole thing just functions way better. I was having trouble hitting the repeater with it when I first got it and couldn't figure out how to program it, and then I found out the hard way that I bought that, the ham radio version, so I had to unlock it to use DMRS frequency.
Yeah, I went through that myself. Yeah, once you figure out a few details like that, it changes things, makes it a little bit easier. But, yeah, we don't want to do anything, you know, illegal, nothing like that. But, yeah, that's all I got.
What I got is enough to get my feet wet in the radio world, and that's pretty much what I wanted. I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to move along and get back to work here. So, yeah, you're sounding good, so keep it up, eh?
I got a few things I got to get to fixing on here anyway, so WSFE 853, clear.
WSBS 311.